My story starts in Baltimore because I am from Baltimore, born and raised. I would say I wasn't really a troubled kid, more so. I just needed more guidance, as a young person would say. Just being able to run around, just not having somebody over top of me, just telling me exactly what to do at this time or just where to be at this hour of the night. Because, I mean, both of my parents both did drugs when I was young, at an early age, so they didn't really have the right mindset to where as though to take care of a kid and take care of themselves, because they wasn't in the right mindset. So, I mean, I would have to defend for myself. Just growing up, just elementary school, middle school, I would catch the bus from over East Baltimore to West Baltimore or go to Mount Royal. So I was always, I wouldn't say an outcast, but more so I was the kid that not needed attention, but needed a little bit more, like, you got to stay on that one right there. Because I was already just off the leash. When I first went into Dunbar, I was enrolled in Dunbar in 2016. I was introduced to THREAD, but I really didn't understand what THREAD meant at the time because I was just still trying to just be a kid. Like, I didn't understand, like, what they meant to me, now that I do now. I just remember just me just being in the hallways and just trying to duck out certain THREAD members because I didn't want to go because I was smart. Like, I didn't need that. I felt like I didn't need that support at the time. I didn't want to do the work, honestly. Like, that's where it reflected at. And so, I mean, the past couple years, 2016, 2017, I was more so, I didn't have no connection with no type of THREAD volunteer, I want to say. So I really thought they forgot about me. Like, I thought that I made it through the crack. Like, I thought they wasn't going to be, like, on me how they was on me now. So just me playing sports, I just remember my father would always tell me, whatever you do, just don't give up on it. Like, if you're going to sign up for something, know what you're signing up for. And that's one thing I think I took accountability with THREAD, because I didn't know what I was signing up for at the time. It was just a lot of paperwork, and I just realized, like, I'm just trying to get out of class at the moment, so I'm just filling this stuff out. And by the time this over, I probably could be playing a game or be at practice for real. So, I mean, all my high school journey, it was more so I didn't have built no connection. My connection more so built when I got out of high school. Like, 2020, it was COVID. Well, 2019, 2020, I didn't get a chance to graduate and everything because of COVID-19. So that kind of gave me a little downfall in life. None of my family members got to see me walk across stage. I didn't even get a chance to walk across stage, honestly, so I don't even know how that feeling is. I want to say, like, in 2018, my father did pass away, so that did put a big burden on me from an overdose. So it was like I needed that support, but I didn't know exactly where to go to get it. The only place I would go to is probably, like, my football team or my basketball team at the time. And then I got out of high school. I graduated virtually. I want to say in 2021, I came across a lady named Taylor. Like, I was introduced to her. She was my volunteer from that point on till now. And we was able to build that strong relationship just with me. It wasn't easy at first, though. Like, Taylor would text me, call me. I would reply back probably about, like, a day later, 2 days later, and I'd probably give an excuse like my phone was dead or I ain't had my phone on me at the time or just something just crazy, just to just spend it for real. But she never gave up on me the way as though, like, any of my other volunteers did. I'm not even going to say they gave up on me. It's just I didn't give them a chance to. Like, that's how I'm going to say it. And so, I mean, it was always times when me and Taylor would have conversations. Like, she would just check on me, ask me what I was planning on doing today. I was working at the time, so it was like, I felt like I was good. Like, I had my own job, my own car, and I had a stable place to live. So I just felt as though I didn't really need that help, but it was like she always stuck around. and just because she is she just a good person, honestly. I still sometimes when she would ask me what I had planned on doing, I would take care of my grandfather. So he was diagnosed with, like, I'm not really sure, but he was very sick, I want to say. He was on a breathalyzer at the time. So anytime that I get off of work, I wouldn't even hang out with my homeboys no more. Like, I shoot straight to him, like, just to make sure he good, just to check on him. I'd probably cook him something, sit there, watch TV. It was times where, though, I make music, so I was able to get out my shell when I was told him that I make music. And I'd catch him on YouTube listening to some of my songs. Just, hey, I like this, or when you make this? And me just not even panning on mine, man, go ahead. Like, I ain't worrying about that right now. Is you good? Like, just checking on him. And I was just kept building that relationship with him. And Taylor kind of paid it attention more so because she knew that's where all my attention was going. Like, me and Taylor would hang out, we'd go get food. She'd even just come just talk to me sometimes, whereas though I just needed someone to talk to. But she kind of understood that was my number one priority. So she basically, like, anything that I had to do, she would even just mention my grandfather. Like, is you going to check on your grandfather today, or how's your grandfather doing? And once I started noticing that, it was like me and her grew way tighter because nobody else really, like, asked me about that stuff. And I mean, like, family members, more so blood. Like, they didn't even really worry about my grandfather no more. And so, I mean, 2023, I was incarcerated from August to November. And at that time, it was hard because that was my first time being incarcerated. Like I said, I wasn't a troubled kid, but it was more so just me trying to help out another person got me in the wrong predicament. That's how I'm going to put it. And I always understood, like I said at first, taking accountability. Like, any type of situation that I was in, and I told Taylor, like, I know where I went wrong at. I know exactly what I did, you feel me? So don't feel bad. Like, I take accountability for it. Like, it was plenty of times I had traffic court cases, and I had warrants and all types of stuff. Like, Taylor was the one that made sure that I figured it out. Like, that was my first contact. Taylor, what should I do? Just because I wasn't really sure. And so, just me sitting in the cell from August to November, it was more so them first 2 weeks, I didn't even get in contact with nobody. I didn't call my grandfather. I ain't call my mother. I ain't call nobody for real. I was just sitting there just thinking, like, who can I get to help me? You feel me? So I call my best friend. I tell her, like, look, go on Instagram, look for this lady in my followers. Her name is Taylor. She, just get in contact with her, just text her or something, like, you feel me? So I hung up the phone. I called her back probably like another hour later. I'm like, please tell me she replied back. Like, don't tell me nothing else. If she didn't reply back, I don't want to hear nothing else. She said she replied back. So I'm like, all right, cool, what'd she say? She said she was able to get in contact with Quincy, another Thread member, and my lawyer, Marshall. So once I heard them two names, it was like that burden just was off my back at that point. Like, I was just sitting on my bunk, just relieved more so. Even though, yeah, I understand I'm still locked up, but it was just a point where though I know that I got in contact with Taylor, and I know exactly she's going to do exactly what I need her to do. Just because, like, just the our connection, I just felt it at that time. So the next day, I think I called again. I was able to get in contact with Taylor. We were just talking the whole time. And I was just telling her, like, look, once I get out, I'm going to just focus on what I got to focus on and everything. So November 7th, I was released and everything. So that was a blessing. The next day, I shoot straight to my grandfather. I explained to him what's going on, boop, boop, boop. So he told me, like, yeah, make sure you stay in contact with Taylor because she was the one that either called or talked to me. She had come check on me. It really didn't matter at the time. Like, it was just more so he he brought her in his family. Like, he accepted her as family. And that's one thing that I realized. Like, now, he... All right, now it was like 2018, I mean, 2023, passed away. My grandfather passed away that next year. Like, I was on a box at the time, too, like home detention. So I wasn't really able to leave out when I wanted to. I had to have it was a time period on my, my ankle and everything. So he was in the hospital. He started, like, he had to go to ICU and everything. So around that time, I kind of got distant from Taylor, like not talking to her, but she kind of knew it was something going on. And I explained to her that my grandfather passed away, and she even felt it, whereas though, like, it was her grandfather, like that was somebody that she really grew close with. She grew a bond with him without me, more so. So it was like, I felt that connection more so. It was easy for me to put my guard down with Taylor, because I knew that she cared. And even if it was a rough time going on with her, I know that she was still able to, like, if I called her, she was still able to just figure something out. Even if it wasn't her figuring it out, it was somebody else that she had a connection with that was able to help me just because who I was and just being through Thread and everything. I feel like Thread more so is not just a program or organization, like, that's really a family. And that's one thing I really start realizing. I start putting that in the back of my head. Next thing you know, I'm going to Thread events without Taylor just because I want to be a part of Thread. Like, I'm mentioning stuff to my homeboys and stuff, like, no, I'm ready to go do this, or I gotta go to these Christmas parties, or just like, I can't do that right now, bro. I gotta go here. And if I don't go here, I done broke my promise to Taylor or anybody else that I didn't told that I was going to come to these Thread programs and stuff. So, I mean, more so, I look at it like it's an opportunity for young people to just build and learn themselves. You just got to have the right people around them. And that's really why I feel like I want to open up my own career center, because I know the resources that we need is very hard to get. And it's like, and we somewhat, we more so give up when it's like just a simple roadblock ahead of us. Maybe it's they probably misspelled your name or something. Now we stormed out the office because we gotta wait an extra day or so. I mean, we don't wanna wait that long. But I mean, I feel like the career center that I wanna open up is more so is just building them resources and them connections and just helping young kids know that it's somebody there for them, even if it's not your immediate family. It's somebody that you can call on, you can reach out to, you can build connections with. It ain't that hard. So I just that's what I want to plan on doing in the next 10 years, or next 5 years, I want to say. So I appreciate it.